a very much a landmark day for the campaign. Leitrim County Council have implemented in their county development plan a policy which specifically in black and white rules out or bans the use of cyanide or mercury, which I don't need to explain to your listeners that they're extremely dangerous chemicals if they get into water systems.
And are you confident now that that policy will be adopted and that it will go far enough?
From a point of view of the County Council, I am absolutely confident that the policy will be adopted. Because, as a group in Treasure Leitrim and the wider public in North Leitrim, we're very concerned about the effects of gold mining, and the use of these chemicals specifically would have been one of the worries. And through the group, we came together with wording which we found from other places around the world. One particular place was in Mono County, California, where they've used this kind of policy to deter the gold mining companies from making it economically viable to mine for gold. So what the county councillors, through County Councillor Justin Warnock, brought the motion, but I really could not stress highly enough the importance of the unanimous support across the county council from our 18 councillors within Leitrim. They all supported the motion as well to have the specific wording to ban cyanide and mercury use within County Leitrim. And then there was a bit of, because the county executive had to come back with alternatives to that, because there is national policy to think about as well. But the county executive, to their credit, they came back with wording which would suit all parties in this case at this juncture. And that makes it extremely difficult now for gold mining companies to not to mine, but to actually process what they take out of the ground. So the fight isn't done, but we have been black and white policy now, which dictates that these chemicals cannot be used, and we will defend that strongly going forward in the future.
You mentioned there that the fight isn't done. What are the next steps for the campaign then?
Well, currently we're still raising public awareness. We're also indicating it gives real credence now, it gives real validity to landowners to stand up and say, we're not letting any prospectors come into our land to, you know, prospect for what might be in the ground. Because it's now the county council have said, we stand behind you with this.